following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Don't you think there should be sleigh bells after that?
Ching, ching. Well, could be. All right, let me start over. Good evening, everybody.
Choo, 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 choo.
Including Xander. Hi, Xander.
Oh, I'm not here. Hi, bye.
Get back behind the curtain.
get back behind the curtain. So welcome to episode 110 of the crazy crew of A Worthy Opponent. I'm Black Lace. With me is Autumn's Bane and the man behind the curtain, Xander, who just ran and hid behind his curtain. But, Autumn's Bane.
Try putting it on. Wait, let me get my camera.
What?
Well, don't you think that's an appropriate thing to hear at Christmas time?
Yeah.
But it's a card text.
Camera, card text. It has to do with the new expansion. But...
Well, that would be predictable.
Reno, no? I have no idea.
Okay, try putting it on. Animated armor. Put armor on, don't you? So
yes.
Anyway, this mage card, forecasting cost, 4/4 minion. Your hero can only take one damage at a time. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, that sounds like I haven't played that wing yet.
Right, but that emulates the boss I can't stand.
Yes.
I didn't even realize, you know what? I was so frustrated at that wing that until this moment I never went to look at the cards that I won from the wing.
Aww.
So this was from the Mage Challenge, the 444
animated
armor.
I see. See, I don't have it, so I couldn't cheat and look and try to find it because I don't even have it.
Well, Ringo and McMack are in the chat room, even though it's a holiday week.
Yes, happy holidays, everybody.
You know why they're there. Because all the other podcasts are closed for the holidays.
That's right. That's right.
Kidding.
And there's us. Just keep trucking along.
Hey,
so
we're
have
110
news.
Now.
Yes, episode 110.
That's what
that's
level
10
my,
more than...
That's what level my Warcraft characters will be in about a year.
This is true.
Or maybe 6 months.
This is true. I am now having trouble with my computer, so, you know.
So, you want to talk about the new card back?
You go ahead and talk about the new card back.
Or are
you going to
talk about
how
we got the new card back?
Well, I was going to, but you go ahead and do that because I'm searching and trying to figure out how to get back to the TESPA news.
Well, I'm just looking at the card back now. And
I found it.
I hadn't realized...
It's pretty.
That the lights blink.
Yes. It's a pretty card. And
it's
how
like
did you get that card?
Colors.
Tell me. How did you get the card?
Well, we got it from the Tavern Brawl this week.
Yes, Tavern Brawl was called Gift Exchange. And basically what it was great fathers dropping crates on the battlefield. Get a gift each time you smash your opponent's crate or your own. How'd you do? Obviously, you got your card
back. Weren't you supposed
back.
To say it's clobbering time?
Well, yeah, but you went right into the...
Because I'm looking at it, and it's pretty.
It's clobbering time!
There you go. Clobbering time. So, I like the card back better than the brawl.
Yes. The card back better than the brawl. The brawl was fun. But I know why, because you had to make your own cards. I mean,
deck.
Your own deck.
Frickin' making my own deck.
You should just have a deck memorized, and when you're ready, just make it.
I mean, I never remember what's in my
deck. My ping deck is pretty much, I mean, I can just sit down and make it in a second. And I did. I made my mage ping deck. Excuse me, I made Dusty's mage ping deck. And then I won right away. I realized that it was fun going for the gifts, but if you went for the face, you could win quick. Because
well,
they were
you know
too
what?
Busy
I
concentrating
think...
on the gifts. Y'all?
I think they need to implement a cut and paste feature. And you could just paste one of your own decks into the brawl slot. Wouldn't that save a lot of trouble?
Or just choose your deck for the brawl. That would work,
yeah,
too.
That would work probably simpler. But
everything aside, you actually did create a deck and won it because obviously you have your card back.
Yeah, but it took me 2 or 3 times. 2, I think. It
oh,
usually
horrors.
Takes me 2.
It took you 2 games. Good God.
But it wasn't really enjoyable.
No, I thought it was fun.
I thought it was dull. I mean, I like the idea of it, but in practice, it just didn't thrill me. You know, they're hit and miss with these things, and I want them to keep making them, even the ones that I'm not thrilled about. I want them to keep doing it. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know, I didn't really enjoy it that much. But I do love the card back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be doing more for the holidays, right?
So yes, they are. So I'm eager to see what they're doing.
I'm guessing that each time they do one during Wintervale, the reward will probably be the same thing that anybody who missed the card back the first week can get it the second week. Like, I bet this week's Brawl will also make this available. And maybe it'll give a pack to people who already have the back.
Exactly. That's what I think it's going to do. And by the way, I mean, yes, you know, it is the holidays and... Happy holidays, everybody. And yeah, we're not the only podcasters podcasting. I was kind of kidding.
Happy winter
solstice,
everyone.
Are you listening? Happy winter solstice. But did you hear what I said? There are other podcasters. So if you do listen to other podcasts as well, they are still going for the holidays. But
some
we are too. Some of them, yes.
I was forced to listen to our podcast because I was running out.
Horrors. How could you listen to those people? Really? Okay, so we have news aside from Clobbering Time. I can't wait to hear from Ugly Brute to see whether or not he actually did the brawl so he could get the card back. I bet you after he does a couple brawls, he's actually going to get hooked, and that's what he's afraid of.
Nah.
You don't think so?
See, he's one step further than me. I said I don't enjoy some of them. I don't think he enjoys any of them.
I don't know if he ever tried, but anyway.
Well, he used to, but he stopped. Why are we talking about him? He's not here. That's rude.
That's why, because we miss him. Anyway, the TESPA Collegiate Hearthstone Championship is going to be live finals January 31st, if you're interested in watching it. Basically, they've gotten their teams. As they say, after months of fierce battles among more than 1,000 collegiate Hearthstone teams across North America, the 4 final teams have emerged victorious. The regional champions are set to clash again, of course, at PAX South on January 31st, claiming a prize package of over $100,000 in scholarship money, scholastic pride, and the crown of the Hearthstone Championship. Anyway, every team and every game and every play at the finals will be at the Twitch booth at PAX South or on the official Hearthstone Twitch channel Sunday, January 31st. It starts at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that's the semifinals. And then the finals go immediately afterwards. So the 3 teams are basically representing the North is Team, I think it's Brosu from Ohio State University, Uncle Geg and the Geg. And then there's representing the South is Team Stargate from the University of Texas in Arlington. I'm mutilating their names. Defons, Shadowstar, and Darkblade. That's the South. The East is represented by Team Circle from University Laval. I'm not sure where that is. It's York, BDF, and Z, like sleeping Z's, you know, that's his name. And last is representing the West is Team Three Amigos. Team Three Amigos from University of California, Santa Barbara. The very best, V-E-R-E, the very best, Katy Perry and Neo. Anyway, those are the 4 teams, and they will be playing on January 31st. So that's the news. That's
Did
the 20s.
Did you say Katy Perry was playing?
Yes, it's Katy Perry is the name of the player.
That is
I don't
so
know.
Funny.
And there's no picture, but I really don't think it's the Katy Perry. So anyway, if you're interested in watching the Hearthstone Collegiate Championship, you can find it on the Hearthstone Twitch channel. So, League of Explorers. Which
don't
I
you want to do the other news?
Which other news?
That Blizzard is looking for casters?
Blizzard is looking for casters?
Yep. Mages and shaman and warlocks. Oh, wait. Not that kind of casters.
Priests?
Yeah, priests listen, could... listen
Shadow
to this.
Priest.
While the cards are flying and the stakes are rising, Hearthstone casters look on from the desk, sharing the tales of those doing battle within the tavern. Making use of keen analysis, masterful speaking skills, and a healthy helping of wit, casters bring the action to life for viewers, both on stream and in person. We're looking to bolster our casting ranks for the 2016 Hearthstone Championship Tour, and we can think of no better place to turn to than the Hearthstone community. From now until January 1st, 2016, we encourage you to download the video below. So there's obviously a video, which I can't recite. But and
well, where are you finding this place?
Try your hand at casting the match. So if you go to the Hearthstone news page, you will see it there. This is actually from 1214, so this is a little old. But we missed it, so I wanted to bring it up. Because it's not the first yet, there's still time. So... isn't that cool? They're letting people try out to be casters.
That is very cool. Very, very, very cool. I just wanted to mention one more thing about the really nice card back that Blizzard wanted people to know.
Go
there's
ahead.
There's a holiday wreath on it.
Yes.
And they say that basically you receive a pine-scented, elf-approved Wintervale wreath back card back. Pine-scented. And then they say, they have a little asterisk saying, it's not actually pine-scented unless you happen to have a scratch and sniff monitor.
Well,
and then
I
it says scratch
that.
And sniff monitor not included with this tavern brawl.
I guess
just
mine's
wanted
not
to pass
scratch
along.
And sniff because I just tried it. And
yeah,
and
don't
this...
lick your monitor either to taste the candy canes to
it
see
makes
if they really
taste
like...
It makes these weird bubbles in the screen when I do that.
Yeah. But anyway, it was very cute. And I'm looking forward to this week's Tavern Brawl. See what they have up their sleeves, because this is going to be the actual... It would be Christmas Eve? No, not quite. Almost. Almost, almost. Anywho...
It's Christmas Eve Eve?
Christmas Eve Eve, yes. Which would make today Christmas Eve 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 Eve.
No, it would make today the winter solstice.
That's true. It is winter solstice. So blessed Yule to anybody who celebrates the solstice. Hall of Explorers, Wang. Want to talk about cards? Because I still haven't gotten... I'm at like 695. I have 100 damage and 20 large minions. So I'll be able to do it probably tomorrow. But,
okay.
You know... With the holiday shopping and holiday eating and holiday parties and playing with my holiday games, I really haven't been... I'm bad.
Well, I have 595 gold.
Yes, and you're saving that to the next expansion.
That's right. I'm not going to spend a single gold piece until the next expansion
now,
is
see,
released.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to save up 3,000 gold, and then I'm going to start spending money on... Probably go back to goblins.
Nope, I have no idea how much it's going to be. I'm just going to save. I want to see if there's a cap also. To see if I could
sure
just save and save and save until they say, you cannot carry any more gold.
All
so,
right.
new
so,
cards.
New cards. Hall of Explorers Wing. First one is, I know you're going to hate this card, is the Cursed Blade. One casting cost, 2/3. Double all damage dealt to your hero.
I hate this card.
Absolutely not.
What?
I said absolutely not.
Not what?
No way I'd use it.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant not hate.
No, I'm sorry. If you
well,
get this...
Why don't you say what it is?
It's
1, 2, 3.
Did. 1, 2, 3. One casting cost, 2 damage, 3... What is
durability.
That called? Durability, yes. Double all damage dealt to your hero. No. I don't care. So I can hit him for 6 points. Do you know much? I mean, he hits you with one fireball. That's 12. So I don't care if it's a fast card, comes out right away because it's a one, but I'm sure somebody's going to come back and say, oh, but if you do this with it, it's fantastic. No, I would not play this card.
Well, it is a warrior card. We didn't mention that. And
which I don't play the warrior anyway, so yeah.
So I guess you can mitigate damage down the road in other ways, but still, I wouldn't use it. I also wish they would have another way of showing what class it's for. If you look at this card by itself, the only thing that gives you even a hint that it's a warrior card is this thin brown line around the text. It's just not clear often what cards they are, you know?
Yep. So we both vote kind of thumbs down on this one?
Yeah, I hate it. I'd never use it.
Can you tell by looking at the next one what kind of class it is? I'll tell you when you look at it, but can you? No.
No.
It's druid.
I can't. You're right.
It's a druid card.
Now, how would I tell it's a druid card? I know, because it says choose one.
There you go.
That's why it's a druid card, because it says choose one.
Okay. So what do you think of this card? Read it. Tell it. Discuss it.
Okay. Go. One casting cost, Raven Idol, common... commonality.
It's a common commonality, yes.
Choose one, discover a minion, or discover a spell. I love it.
I love it too.
Because for one casting cost, it could be... Now, it's probably druid only spell or...
I don't know.
Or a minion that's... When you discover,
they
kind of
grab everything.
No, I think most of the discoverers have been the same class. But... In any event,
or
it doesn't matter. Because if it's for the class alone, it makes it better. And if it's not, then it's still fine. And the minions would probably be neutral or druid only. But what the hell?
This is an awesome card.
You can cast one mana and then end up with a 6 casting cost spell that you don't even own in your deck.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a hell of a lot better than Cursed Blade.
I mean, even like, what is it, Arcane Magic? The one that mage card that lets you draw a couple of cards. This, I like the idea of being able to pick the ones I get. Like tracking. I mean, it's just, that's kind of what it is. It's tracking a minion or tracking a spell. Except it's not just limited. I really like this. I like the hunter card.
The hunter card, that's just card. Doesn't matter.
But you can get, you choose from... Isn't it the one that you choose from 3 cards and choose one of those 3 from your deck?
Tracking is look at the top 3 cards of your deck.
Right, and choose one from it.
Yeah, draw one and discard the others. That's why I don't like it. I don't like the idea of discarding
cards. I'm just saying that this is so much better than that. Because,
Because first of all, it's not pulling from your deck. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take you closer to fatigue with a single cast.
And you can use which you need more, either a minion or a spell at that time.
Yeah, and you get to choose. So I imagine, I haven't played with it yet, you'll see the option to choose spell or minion, and then once you've chosen that, you'll see 3 options of what you've chosen. It would be broken if they showed all 6 at once.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like it. I like it too.
Now, the next card, by looking at it, I would guess... Warlock, and I would be right.
It's purple.
Because it's purple.
And it's got
Warlocks
a
are purple.
Mask guy
and
with
it's got a mask
eyes.
Guy with glowing fingers.
So it has
and
to be
purple
so
magic.
Be.
Which actually should be red, green, because they usually deal with fel. But anyway, yep. Curse of Rafam. Give your opponent a cursed card. While they hold it, they take 2 damage on their turn. I've had that cast on me. It's really not such a big deal, because your opponent gets rid of it quick. So yeah, they take 2 damage maybe right at the beginning, but their priority is to get rid of that card. So it's an okay card. I wouldn't replace anything with it.
No, I'm not a big fan of it. It's going to be one of those cards that people find a use for and maybe even break it. But I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
It
so
is
that,
only
that's
a common... Common card. You know, Ben Brode said that they make bad cards on purpose. Maybe this is maybe
well,
this
I don't
is
know
one
that it's
them.
That bad, because you can curse your opponent, and Endgame, maybe that extra 2 damage that they take, then they don't have a choice to take it because they can't silence it.
It's 2 damage for two mana, so
yeah,
it's not terrible.
And they can't silence it. It's going to hit them. So if they have taunts out and they have other things going on and they only have 1 or 2 left, this can be a way for you to win on their turn. Because as soon as their turn goes, clips over to them, they can't fight it. So,
do we know what this cursed card is?
It's Warlock. And what the cursed card is, I'm so sorry. I don't recall. Why don't you see if you can find it? But no, I honestly don't remember.
All right, move on to the next one. I'll look for it.
Well, that is yours. The next one is for you to read if you want, unless you want me to take over. It's obvious. Sorry about that. It's obvious to me what kind of card this is. Because it's white and gold.
What's
white
and gold?
Looking at the card, I'll let you keep looking. Okay, I'm holding on a second.
I can't talk and scroll at the same time because it screws with my screen size.
That's what she said.
So obviously this is a priest card.
Yes.
So 2 casting costs, 1 attack, 2 health. Museum Curator. Battle Cry. Discover a Death Rattle card. That's interesting.
That's kind of fun. I like it. It's a simple card. It can give you a really wicked card with Death Rattle. It can give you a really simple, silly card with Death Rattle. It's only 2 casting costs. No matter what, you're going to have a 1-2 creature out. You can get it out in the second turn, and you can have an option to get a pretty good card.
Yeah, too bad my Death Rattle deck is my Warlock deck.
Yeah, too bad I don't play a Priest deck. No, it's a good card.
Too bad I don't play Priest.
Well, I'm going to next week. I'm probably going to be playing a Priest deck because somebody sent one in for me to play with. I don't know if this card is in it. That would be kind of fun if it was. But I could see me playing this card. I think it's a decent card. So that being said, the next card, again, is obvious what class this is because it's green with leaves.
So it's got to be the best.
And it's a beast. 3 casting cost. Well, you can do this one because I just did the Museum Curator.
3 casting cost. Desert Camel. Watch out, they spit. 2 attack, 4 health. Beast. Battle Cry. Put a 1 cost minion from each deck into the battlefield.
I'm going to say you don't like it.
Why?
Because you're giving your opponent a card. You're actually giving your opponent a minion.
Yeah, is that how it works?
You put a 1 cost minion from each deck into the battlefield.
Yeah, but it didn't say on whose side.
Well, each deck, that means there are 2 decks, that's them and you.
But if it took 1 from my opponent's deck and 1 from my deck and put them both on my side, I would like it. But it's unclear.
I think it means 1 on each side, but the thing I think about this is
your camel. They're riding your camel.
Well, good point. I don't know now. You confuse me. But in any case, some decks don't have 1 cost minions. Not often, but really, there could be a deck without a 1 cost minion. What do you think? It's worth trying. No?
I'm not impressed.
No, you hate giving your opponents a possible leg up.
Yeah, unless they were both
get
mine.
It? Camel? Riding a camel?
Leg up. No, I'm not really impressed with the card. You
3
know,
casting cost, 2/4 creature. It's a beast, so it's going to be pumped by your wolves. It's going to be, it could become, it's not that bad a card. It's not a horrible card. It isn't.
No, it's not horrible.
Even better if both minions do go onto your side. Let's check the chat room.
So, no, it looks like it's for both players. They each get 1. It's just...
That would be my guess.
Yeah, and I don't, I just... did a quick perusal of the of one of the forums, but I'm not big on minions that have very small attack and larger health. I know a lot of people like them better, especially depending on the type of deck they're using, but as a general rule, I don't like the power to be that low, and 2 is a little low for the casting cost for my playstyle. I'm going to get 100 people saying, what are you, crazy? But for my playing style, I don't like its health attack ratio. But the
next card, you're going to like the health attack ratio.
Most of all, I just do not like giving my opponent something. Because with my luck, right. They get a leper gnome, and I get an angry chicken.
Or a 0-2 wisp.
Or the parrot. Stupid parrot.
Next card is pretty decent for a forecasting cost. If it's used early in the game and your opponent doesn't have a lot of characters, minions, the Eerie Statue, it's a rare 7/7 creature for 4. The only drawback is it can't attack unless it's the only minion in the battlefield. That means on your side or the opponent's side.
So do I like it or not? You tell me.
No, you don't, because you don't like the RNG.
Wrong.
You like it?
I don't like it enough to actually put it in a deck.
Oh.
But I got to play with one, and I don't remember if it was a brawl or if it was in the actual dungeon where we got this, or maybe it was summoned by a mage portal or something. I don't remember the context, but I had this guy out, and I simply made sure that I killed all my opponent's minions as soon as they came out and didn't cast any on my own. And then it was just boom, 7/7/7.
Yeah, he's pretty powerful.
So if you can keep board control, especially early in the game, then I think he's pretty awesome.
But remind me later, we have to talk about board control.
But, you know, I think it has to be the right type of deck to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this would be terrible for a face hunter.
Or a ping deck.
Yeah.
I couldn't put it in mine. All right, why don't you do the next card? It's the legendary. It's Elise. Neutral. Oh, let me go back 1 second. We didn't say that the other card was neutral. The Eerie Statue was neutral.
Right. So Elise Starseeker, a neutral legend. Forecasting cost 3/5. The battle cry is shuffle the map to the golden monkey into your deck. Now I used her once, and I actually shuffled the map into my deck once, but I did not get the monkey. So now the map we should discuss is a 2 casting cost card that says map to the golden monkey. Shuffle the golden monkey into your deck and draw a card. So for that 2 mana from her battle cry, if you happen to draw it, you at least get to draw another card, and you get to shuffle the golden monkey into your deck. I think in theory it's possible to shuffle the golden monkey into your deck, draw a card, and have it be the monkey.
That would be interesting.
If it goes in order. Now the golden monkey is a 4 casting cost 6/6 minion with taunt, and its battle cry is replace your hand and deck with legendary minions.
Holy crap.
So definitely not something you probably want in your caster deck. Or maybe not. Maybe you get to a certain point, you've cast enough spells, you just want a bunch of minions. But this sounds fun, and I did put it in at least one of my decks to see what would happen. But I never got to draw the map or the monkey, so I don't know how it plays out. But this sounds fun.
Do you think this kind of a deck would actually make it into ladder kind of decks, or just a silly fun card deck?
I have heard rumors that there are Explorer League decks out on the ladder now that have like all or most of these heroes. And Murgle Gurgle, Sir Finley Murgleton, and Bran Bronzebeard. And they even stick Harrison Jones in there.
Huh.
And so, these are fun cards. But, you know, speaking of these fun legendaries that we get, they're making the games go super long. Today, yeah. May I give a brief anecdote?
Please do.
I was playing against a mage with a deck that I made specifically, I've mentioned this before, to do the quest The Meek Shall Inherit. It's got lots of weenies in it. So I had adjusted that, and this mage got me down to 1 health. And when I say I adjusted it so that there was only 1 of each of these weenies, because I put Reno Jackson in it. So the mage gets me down to 1 health, and I play Reno Jackson, which I had in my hand since the second turn. I cut it a little close there. waiting till one health. But she wasn't able to do the full. I cast Reno Jackson. She goes, well played. And then I ended up winning. So, but that was a long game. And it was either today or yesterday. The opposite happened. My opponent, I got them down to like 6 health while I was still at 30. So I thought, oh, I'm doing really good. I'm just going to win this game. Out comes Reno Jackson and my head hits my hand. Smack! I'm like, oh, no. It's like that Tree of Life thing or whatever it is.
That pops you back to 30.
It's like starting all over again. And this guy was holding cards the whole time. So it's like, okay, they now have a handful of cards. But then I proceeded to win anyway. So it's like I did 54 points of damage to this guy before the game was over. That was like half my lunch break just in that one game because these cards are making the games go long. Now, I guess that's a good thing. It's changing the paradigm of how people are playing. You know, it's no more like Rush Hunter decks. No more Miracle Rogue decks.
When they first started, they said the game should only go about 10-15 minutes. And they don't. They go so much longer.
Yeah, well,
remember at the very beginning.
I think a long, slow, fun game beats a win in 6 turns game. Because when I win those games, unless I'm just trying to complete a quest, in which case it feels good, I got the quest done soon. Or unless you're trying to climb the ladder, in which case it feels good to win, you know, 5 games in the time it would normally take you to win 2. You know, there are advantages to those decks. But ultimately, for fun, the slower decks are more fun.
You think?
But I think if it's a good game and you're facing an opponent that is not griefing you, that it's ultimately better. I mean, obviously, a happy medium would be nice, you know. 15 minutes as a cap of the game would be preferable to me than a half an hour game. But these 3-minute games, because somebody just rushed all over your face before you could get a board out, those aren't really fun. Do you think they're fun?
Depends on which side I'm on.
I don't even think they're fun when I'm winning.
But let's get back to the cards. We kind of deviated a little bit because I do want to talk about somebody else who got board control today. But I want to do that later.
So you're not going to answer my question?
Do I think they're fun? I said it depends if I'm winning.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Wait,
go
which
on.
Question? Go ahead. Go back.
Yes, I was talking about the long games versus the short games.
I like the shorter games because often I want to just play a quick game and then do something else because I don't get a lot of time during work, even during my lunches. So it might be I have only 15 minutes. Before I have to get back to work and I want to play a game and I don't want to concede, but I can't exactly keep my iPhone in my pocket and keep peeking at it when I'm working with animals.
Okay, let me rephrase the question.
All right, on a Sunday afternoon.
No. Let me rephrase the question. I didn't ask you what you like better because I like faster games better than slower games. I asked, which are typically more fun for you. I think the longer games tend to be more fun unless you're facing a griefer. And the faster games are nice because they're fast, but the enjoyment of the game itself isn't as great. So now, now you're going to give me the same answer anyway.
I like faster games. I enjoy faster games. I don't like sitting around going, oh my God, is he going to play? And oh my God, how many more cards is he going to play? When I like thinking ahead to the next turn, to where I'm going to play this, this, and this, when he does something else I don't expect, but I'm going to do this instead because he might do something else and get it over with, get it fast, get it done. It's fun. That's how I play.
Right, but I'm not saying these games are going longer because the person is taking longer to go his turn.
I don't think we're going to meet on middle ground.
No, here. I'm not going to get you to change your mind, and I'm not trying to do that. But you're coming up with, I don't like it when my opponent takes forever to go. That's not where I was going with the question. So I have your answer anyway, but you just tried to throw every kind of twist in there to make it like why you don't like longer games. And I get it. because I'm with you to a certain
fast
degree.
Fast games. I have fun. I enjoy them. I can play more of them that way, so I get to enjoy it more, faster. Anyway, the next card is a 6 casting cost, yet again a priest card, Entomb. Choose an enemy.
Is that what we're going to do to all the priests? Entomb them?
No. Choose an enemy minion and shuffle it into your deck. Holy crap.
Didn't we discuss this last week?
We may have. I think we did. Yes, we did. But it's now, this is when it should be discussed. So you not want to discuss it again?
No, that's fine. We discussed it under a certain condition, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think this is an interesting card. You were saying it cost too much. But I said it had the advantage of taking the card out of play without killing
yes,
it. So it couldn't be brought back to life.
Absolutely. And I agree with you now. I totally agree with you on that.
So let's just go on to the next
one
then.
So the next card is Wobbling Runts. Sounds like candy.
Yeah, when I'm looking at it larger, it's not what I expected. I'm like, why are they calling it Runts when it's just a big giant? No, it's
a guy with two little creatures on his head.
Three people stacked on top of each other.
Yep. Anyway, Death Rattle. And those guys, do you remember them?
No.
They were in, what is that area that I like so much that looks like Egypt?
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, where is that? Yeah, where is that?
Oldham.
Oldham, yes, they're in Oldham, and there are times that you have to knock them down and beat the crap out of them.
Right.
But that's what they are. They're called something else, but that's what they are. So anyway, it's a 6 casting cost, 2/6 creature, and the Death Rattle is to summon 3/2/2 runs. So basically, when you knock down the totem pole, the little guys come at you, just like in Warcraft. It's cute. I like this card. It's just fun.
It does sound fun, and I might try it sometime.
Not a bad card. I mean, it's got, yes, it's a 6 casting cost, but it's also got, it's a 2/6 creature, so it's not going to die very quickly. And it's neutral.
Well, it's
so you
the
can put
type
it in
of
any
card
deck.
Players like to play cards. In fact, I think one of the developers said this at some point recently in a news thing, that players like to play cards that create other cards. I think we've discussed it before on the show,
mm-hmm.
and this is one of them. It does it a little differently, but it's just like those.
I like this card.
Mechs
it's
that
fun.
You kill them and they summon a new one, and yeah, it's a fun little card. And well, not so little. It's a 6 casting cost, but
yeah. But look what you get for 6 casting costs. Unless somebody silences it, you get a 2/6 creature that then becomes 3/2/2 creatures.
Right, because the 2/6 creature is actually all the runs together stacked on top of each other.
Correct.
Then you kill it, they break apart, and...
Mm-hmm, and continue to clobber you.
So it's fun. I'll actually try it. I just have no idea which deck I'm going to put it in.
That's a fun one. Absolutely fun. And imagine a double Death Rattle. Put the double Death Rattle card with that, and you're getting 6/2/2. Well, at least it's not with charge. Actually, no, that would be really overkill. Why don't you do the next one?
Fossilized Devil Sore. It's got that cool Jurassic Park stance on it, you know? 8 casting costs, 8/8 minion. Like so many other dinosaurs and devil sores in the game. Battle Cry. If you control a beast, gain taunt. I like it.
Hunter?
Definitely great for... Well, now you can put it in a druid deck. Or even a warrior deck because of that one freaky warrior beast.
And it is a neutral card, so yep.
It is neutral. I mean, theoretically, you could put it in any deck because people could play... There are neutral neutral beast minions.
And with Discovers, you can always get a beast too.
True. But so I think mostly we'll see hunters playing these cards, but the fact that you could get a taunt out of it makes it great. It's like that druid's tree that's 8/8 with taunt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a giant.
I think I'm going to tweak my 20 hunter, pull something out and put him in just to play with him. Because he seems
as
fun.
If the devil sore wasn't bad enough, now it's fossilized.
Yeah, King Crush's dead brother.
I still don't have that card. I still want it.
he's cheaper than King Crush. But there's big contingency on the battle cry.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have the beast out, then he's just an 8/8 for 8, and there's plenty of those in the game.
Now, the next card, I'm not really sure about this one. 9 casting cost, 7/8 card. Big power there. Arch Thief Rafam.
Yeah, discover a powerful artifact.
Yeah, well, it's a neutral card, even though it's a thief. You would think it would go into a rogue deck, but no. It's a neutral card, but what kind of artifact
well,
are you going to be
I will
discovering?
Read some.
Please
you
do.
Can discover
enlighten us.
A Lantern of Power, which for 10 mana, they all cost 10 mana, because they're powerful, you know. Lantern of Power, give a minion plus 10, plus 10. You could win the game.
Oh, holy crap,
you could
crap,
win the
yes.
game with that card. Okay. 10 casting cost, Mirror of Doom. Fill your board with 3/3 mummy zombies. They're not just zombies, they're mummy zombies.
What about the daddy zombies?
They took the time to wrap these zombies up as mummies. And they're not even like mummies. You know, usually you just call them mummies. This is specifically mummy zombies. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway. And
Time
the third,
piece of horror.
And the third one is Timepiece of Horror. Deal 10 damage randomly split among all enemies. That one I don't think is quite as cool as the others, but it's still pretty damn cool.
Yeah. But again, these are 10 casting cost.
True. But it takes 9 to call the Archthief out. So you call him out. You can't cast really much of anything else on that turn.
Yeah, imagine if you get the Lantern of Power and the next turn you use
and
it on
Rafim.
You use it on him, and now he's a 17. Holy crap. Yeah.
Yep.
And Mirror of Doom.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I just don't know that I would use it. It's not a bad card. There are so many good cards out there now.
There are, but I think part of the point is that you play with them and just have fun.
Yeah. Let's talk about the board control with...
Don't we want to do the rest of the cards?
That was it. Wasn't that it?
No,
that was the last
two
one.
Class challenges.
Oh,
there's
I missed
rogue
it.
Class, the rogue class challenge and the mage class challenge. Well, we talked about the mage class challenge already at the top of the show. That's the animated armor. So let's talk about the rogue class challenge, which is Tomb Pillager. And he looks like Rathian. At least he's wearing Rathian's hat. And he's a 4 casting cost, 5/4 minion, and obviously rogue only. Death Rattle, add a coin to your hand.
So I've had somebody use
when
that.
When he dies, you get a coin. I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, a 5/4 for 4 is not too shabby.
But the Death Rattle is kind of...
Yeah, but it's...
I mean,
know,
there are cards in this expansion that every time you hit somebody, you get a coin. That
so you can
is
make a coin
powerful.
Deck.
Yeah.
But coins are more valuable to rogues than other classes. Except lately with the mage... Flamewaker decks, then I guess coins would
mm-hmm.
be.
Yep.
But, you know, you throw out a coin and there's your combo starter.
Exactly.
Right? So it might be fun to play with.
Yeah. Mage Class Challenge is the animated armor that we just discussed at the beginning. That
right,
was
so
your.
We don't need to discuss
yep,
it again.
So it's 4/4/4 hero can take 1 damage at a time.
Right.
So,
you want to talk about something that happened today?
I don't know all the details. It's just that our son plays again, has been playing now for maybe not quite a month. And finally was very, very happy when he got the Grim Patron as a card, and he wound up getting he spent 100 gold and got Grimash. So between getting Grimash Hellscream and the Grim Patron, he decided to try a warrior deck. And today he was playing it against a rogue. One thing you don't do when there are Grim Patrons out is Phantom Knives. And he had a couple of Grim Patrons out already. And the rogue played Phantom Knives and hit every one of them. And he had extra ones because the rogue before that, I think, had cast a card that put your minion back in your hand. So he wound up having, I don't know how he did it, literally
the entire board was covered. Five Grim Patrons and two other minions out
yes,
at the same time.
Yes, it was very, very, very ugly. At least from the perspective of the rogue playing against him. So I just give an applause. That was just, yeah, the Grim Patron is not dead with the recent nerf of it. It still can be very powerful. If you're playing a rogue, don't fan of knives when there's a green Grim Patron out, or if there's more than one, just don't do it. So that was worth mentioning. I have two emails to read.
Read on.
I'm going to read. The first one, let me see how he spells this. We'll just say thank you, Matthew. I meant to read this a little while ago and I wasn't able to. It's called Hello, Worthy Opponents. It's me again with another bedtime story, this time about bad manners. And this is really funny because we had two emails today about bad manners. Okay. So it's me again with another bedtime story, this time about bad manners and humiliation. So this is what happened. I was just questing and casual with my budget mech deck, chillin', when I encountered this bad-mannered hunter with a really weird deck that didn't fit into any known deck type. He greeted me with, "I will hunt you down!" And every time he killed any of my minions, he followed it with, "That didn't quite hit the mark." At turn 3, I was left with 2-1 and 3-2 minions on the board. He played secret and emoted my apologies. It was obvious what kind of trap he played at that time, and I had had enough. Usually I mute this kind of player, but this time I resisted pressing the squelch button and seeing his bad plays, like using two cards to get rid of one minion, using Arcane Shot on my face or Ironbeak Owl on my Mech Warper. I went to wardrobe and put my try-hard pants on. I love that. Okay, the game continued for a while, and at the end of his turn 6, he left me with a 4-1 Shredder and a 2-2 Mech Warper on the board. He played Secret and Motes yet again, my apologies. I valiantly ran my Shredder into his face to get rid of his second explosive trap, and since it was my turn 7, I played Dr. Balanced, who was sitting in my hand since turn 5, on an empty board and his empty hand. My opponent started frantically... You know who Dr. Balanced is.
Obviously, Dr. Boom.
Dr. Boom, okay. My opponent started frantically hovering over all 3 of my tokens. So this time, it was my turn to emote a nice big oops from Jaina. Next time he gets a card, seeing it was no good, he instantly conceded. But before his hero portrait fully exploded, I didn't forget to send him off with one more emote. I'm sorry. Moral of the story, don't BM your opponents, especially if you can't play well. I hope you like this embarrassing moment, and if any of the Blizz devs are listening, please give an auto-squelch option. Pretty please. Thanks to the great show, Matthew. That's cute. Auto-squelch. That's
never happened.
Cool. Well, because you could just go up there and squelch at every beginning.
It's not something they want to spend their effort on for two reasons. One, they don't want you squelching automatically. They want you to actually emote with each other
and
get
along.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been getting a lot of nice seasonal Happy Feast of Winter Vales, but people learned how to BM with those too.
Yeah, and the other thing is, why do they want to spend effort programming something that you could do with the click of a button?
Right. But so on the bad manner train, we had another email. This one's from Dusty. Dear ABNBL, I'm going to throw UB in there also because he still is around. He's just hiding. I was playing a game yesterday where I BM'd and responded the way I always... where I was BM'd. And I responded the same way I always do, which made me think on it and realize I have very specific rules in regards to Hearthstone. I'm curious if you do as well and what your rules are. My 3 rules of Hearthstone. 1. Say hello before playing my first card. Say well played when I have lethal or if they have lethal, unless BM's earlier in the match. 2. Never BM first. If BM, squelch opponent and feel free to BM before I hit with lethal. Okay, my big pet peeve is at the end of games. I will, and this, I gotta tell you, I want to discuss this after. Okay. My big pet peeve is at the end of games, I will always let my opponent, if he has lethal on the board, hit me in the face with minions, weapons, hero power on the board since he's earned the win, and I think it's good manners. But if I even see him budge a card from his hand, I will insta-concede before he can play the card since I consider that very BM. I just don't see why people wouldn't hit me in the face, watch me explode, and move on to the next match with a win. Again, I'm curious if others have a specific way they play the game and if it differs from mine. Love the show. Keep it up, Dusty. P.S. Look up the golden animation for Entomb, the priest spell. It's amazing. I'll do that. I had two thoughts. One is, his biggest pet peeve is my biggest pet peeve. I do the exact same thing. If I see them and I know they have lethal and they can just hit me with two cards that are on the board, and I see them start to pull out a card, I'm like, forget this, and I hit my concede. But then I sit back and I take a deep breath and I think about what Autumn's Bane tries to tell me, even though I already have hit concede, is that they may have a quest they're trying to finish, and that may be why they're trying to cast a spell. Mostly, I think it's bad manners, but I agree with Dusty on that, and I would play that way. But I do have in mind that, you know, it's possible that it's not really bad manners, that they're just trying to get that last big creature out that they need to finish one of their quests or whatever.
But yes and no. If they fling the creatures out at rapid speed, like they're just trying to empty their hand because maybe they need to do that for their quest, that's one thing. But if they're just flipping around on their cards and hesitating, then I do the same. I just concede.
Yeah,
and say,
I do too.
You know, come on. I mean, the other day, a guy clearly had me beat, and I was going to let him finish. And then he, like, put down an unnecessary minion. The minion would in no way impact how he won, and it took him far too long to cast it. So then before he could do the next thing, I just conceded. Like, sometimes they're just playing with you, and you can usually get an inkling for it. But if they're willing to just play the cards real quick because they want to get out that one last minion for their quest, I'll let them, unless they bad-mannered me at some point during the game. If they showed me bad manners, then forget it. And I make up my mind usually before the third turn if they're going to be a bad manner person. Like, I stopped auto-greeting people. I used to, just like Dusty, greet every person every time. Hello, hello, especially now with Winter Veil, I'm kind of doing it again. But this week, it was like, Happy Feast of Winter Veil. It's like, I shall kill you, or whatever the emote was. I'm like, really? And that's just plain rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I do tend to greet people immediately. What I don't like is if it's my turn and they start, and I'm thinking about what I'd want to do, and I know it's the first turn, but sometimes I'm looking over my cards to make sure I want to do things in a certain order and, again, think ahead to the next turn. And because I might be taking too long, they start greeting you as if to say, hurry up. I'm like, shut up. Squelch. So yeah, I do. I do greet people just like his first thing. I do squelch the minute they sometimes, it depends on my mood too. If I'm frustrated to begin with before I start playing for some reason, I will squelch before they even have a chance to be bad mannered. So that's about it.
I'm seeing a lot of people abusing well played lately, like during the game. Like, I'll play a card and it's a decent play, and they'll go, well played. So I'm like, thank you.
And then they kill it.
And then they just keep saying, well played. No, and the killing action is, I hate, I clench up in the back of my neck, you know, my hackles go up, and all my back muscles get tight, because it just angers me when I play something and they say, well played, and there could be good intentions there, but I immediately go to, he's going to kill that minion right now, isn't he? It's like, why people have to say,
people out
well,
there, that's so
well
sad.
Well played, you just played a great card, and now I'm going to take it away from you. That's a smart-ass thing to do. That's not a fun thing to do.
Well, there are also the people who say, well played, and just keep saying it over and over and over again, no matter every single time you play a card. It's like,
all right,
okay.
Next subject. I'm getting frustrated thinking about it.
We're done?
People suck.
All right.
I had too many games like that this week.
And
so
with
I'm
that,
a little hot under the collar about it.
Happy Feast of Wintervale.
Yes.
All right. That wraps up our show. Did you have anything else to say on
yes.
that lovely note?
I cannot remember who coined this phrase. I think it was a well-known comedian, but I will say this. Happy holidays, and don't be a dick.
Everybody be safe. We will have Ugly Brute back in a couple of weeks, and we do miss him. So no, you guys are not stuck with just the two of us. He is coming back. You can find us at awohearthstone.com. or at hollowsweetmedia.com. They are our sponsor. You can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us on Monday nights at twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can send us a review on iTunes and we'll send you a shout out. And you obviously can download us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook or like us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. You can listen to us on Stitcher Satellite Radio and find us on Google Plus A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Hollowsweet Media for the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. And Micmac didn't give us a feed of this week's game. No Twitch feed from Micmac, but we will forgive him because it's the holidays. But thank you, Micmac, as always, for sending the feeds when you can. That is basically it. Everybody have a safe and happy holiday and happy hearthing.
Boom, boom, doom, doom, doom.
Click, clink.
Production of Hollowsweet Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check hollowsweetmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.